השם חיינו ואורך יומנו ובהם נהגה יוימום ולילה, כי הם חיינו ואורך יומנו ובהם נהגה יוימום ולילה. The tzura the Torah is given in the tzura of ki hem chayeinu ve'orech yomeinu uvehem nege bo yomom ve'laylo ve'ogisa bo yomom ve'laylo. Shal ben Ochiv shel Rabbi Shmuel es Rabbi Shmuel, ani shelomati kol ha'Torah kulo, ma'u she'eilech ve'esek בחוכמה חיצוניס. I learned כל התורה כולו. I finished. הלוואי פונס גזר. I finished everything, yeah? מהו שעסק בחוכמה חיצוניס? אמר לוי, בזמן שאין יום ואין לילה. So it's בגיסה ביום ובלילה. If you find a time that is not day and night, with pleasure. אבל חוץ from that you're not allowed. So the Torah is given is a mitzvah ve'ogisa bo yoimom ve'layla, ki hem chayeinu ve'orech yomeinu uvehem nege yoimom ve'layla. Mo'avti t'rosecho kol ha'yoim misichosim. Kol ha'yoim misichosim. This is the way Torah is given. I want to speak this time about two nekudas that bring us to the atzloche of Torah. The first one, speak every year, every year, is Ritzifus and Lernen Teir. Every time we speak it over, to find the secret, maybe this time we'll find the secret, how Taka to be Matzliach to come to the Ritzifus of Teir. What is Ritzifus of Teir? What means Ritzifus of Teir? I want to explain. You see, Alamal, a person thinks to himself, it's Pashat. You look around, you see Gdoyla Oilom, Chazanish. You know how much Sforim Chazanish are there? Try to copy every word of the Chazanish. Meiri. That day there was no papers, ink, cloth. Rashi, couple of Maduras of the Ganze Shas, try to think sometimes when they stand and learn. Rambam, Bessi Yosef, Shachonor, Bessi Yosef, Kesef Mishne, Shubas Bessi Yosef, Chavusa Bede Magid Yadonach. When he had time for so much? When he had time for so much? But the answer is that the secret in Torah is Ritzufus. When Alamol Masbir with a mashal, the Chazanish bring down a couple of Mesholim. One mashal, the Chazanish Bodam. The Yesoid is like the Chazanish. When a person learns 1 hour, and then a person learns 2 hours, it's not the pshat that in the second hour he's learning 2 hours. The second hour is double. So the first hour is one. The second one, he has already 3, 4. And the third hour, he has already 8. Double. And the fourth hour, he has already 60. And the fifth hour, he has already 32. And the sixth hour, he has already 64. And in the seventh hour, he's holding it already at 128. And in the eighth hour, he already has 256. This is an 8 hours of sitting and learning. 8 hours of sitting and learning. Beretzifus, it doubles himself. A person wonders to himself, okay, Rabbi Regel was Chaim Kanievsky 10 times smarter than me. 20 times a bigger masmid for me. I learned 12 hours, he learns 15 hours. I learned 5 hours, he learns 15. How he became so big? What made it? The Seder. Versteh ich. Mei choshev. We have a mistake. We learn an hour, we stop. Another hour, we stop. Another hour, we stop. So we have 5 hours a day, 7 hours a day, 12 hours a day. He, in his first Seder that he learns 8 hours, he comes out with 256. And his second Seder of 8 hours, another 200. He packs a day with over 500 hours of learning. He's already in a different league. This is Ratzifus of learning. And it's not only one day. We by night, we take a break, we take it easy. The bad ones go to eat. The good ones just relax on their bed. Hefsek. We start again tomorrow. He doesn't start tomorrow. He's mamshich. He didn't stop to think and learning. Finished to learn. He did what he did. He went to sleep. He wakes up the first hour, 1,000. Second hour, 2,000. 4,000. 8,000. The end of the week, he's holding in millions. This is the way it works. We're not getting even close. That's what the Moshe, the Chazanish brings down. Person is climbing on a ladder. It's a big ladder. Million steps to get up. Million steps. Person tries to go up the steps. He tries, he goes up 300, 400 steps, 500 steps. It gets dark. He just slips himself down from the ladder. The other day he says, he takes a couple steps in the back and he takes like a shvung. He makes 600. Comes night, he can't make it, he just slips down the ladder. He thinks, you know what, I'll get up early a little bit. And shtalka! Tears himself, 700. Doesn't know what to do. It's a million steps. He thinks he has an idea. He goes, he buys himself like a little bag. He buys some strings, some needles, nails, hammer. Puts a blanket, puts everything in a knapsack on his back, and he starts to climb. You know, with such a bag, the most you can make 300 steps. And near him, you see these guys are shooting up, laughing at this stupid guy, schlepping up on the bag. He gets to the 300 steps, it gets night, turns over his back, takes out the strings, ties himself up to the ladder, nails himself a little bit up, he goes to sleep on the ladder. In the morning, takes off the blanket, takes off the nail, opens the strings, and he does another. And again, he sees people running through, he's in the second day already. Slowly, slowly, he goes up. This is the Ratzifus of learning. A person that doesn't do Ratzifus comes with a ganze starke to say, no. Mama, you see in the beginning is man. Phew, you shoot this guy, become the biggest Talmid Chacham. Then you look for them, you never find them. Ke'oshel kole, ke'avak poreach, ke'chaloyim yov. What happened to him? What happened to all of these? Phew, ritchadei reise. I'm telling you, you can see in the beginning his man, who is the guy that are running up? You know, soon you'll see them slipping down. With the years, he chap very good. And you see all the guys, we don't want guys with knapsack, but we a soido, yeah? Please not a basic shy, for sure. Although you see the guys that are coming with the right stuff, with the right things, you know these guys will make it. These are the guys that will become Talmidei Chachamim. But it's no secret. There's no way to get on top without that. Ki hem chayeinu ve'oirech yomeinu uvohem nege yoimam v'laylo. Uvohem nege yoimam v'laylo. It's not stam that the Torah gave it like that. Ve'hogiso bo yoimam v'laylo. Why is Allah? Shekel rachmonis. Tefillin, he didn't tell us to shake it. Yeah, come on, you shake once and finish. Yeah, Master, you have to eat and eat the whole Pesach. Here is no limit. What the mice? But the Baal Torbom, the Loi Bedvorim Betele. Person Shmuzes Stam, he's over the East Coast, the Chavtschaim, but the Baal Torbom, the Loi Bedvorim Betele. Hey, Shmuzes. What happened today? Dvorim Betele. Because this is the only way to make it. There's no way to get to the top without that. But then I will make it. There's no way you could get 700 steps. Oh, some people never got to 700. So they think you could get somewhere. You get to the top, you have to slip down. You can't make it without the Sufis. It's another marshal. But with the water, we run out every time. Sinish said his marshal. person comes into a new dira, comes from America, takes a kettle, you know, wants to warm himself hot water, puts the kettle inside. After 5 minutes, he takes it out, the water is not hot. He goes to the other room, plugs it in a different plug. 5 minutes, the water is not hot. He should have Israeli water. So okay, he buys mineral water, he puts it inside, 5 minutes, it's a gate niche. Throws away the kettle, buys a new, you know, American kettle, I'm sure. Again, after 5 minutes, he's trying, he decides this deer is a bad deer. He goes to a different deer, again, starts with a kettle, changes the water, it's a gate niche. Says Tehillim before, Tehillim after it. He goes to the Kaisel, he goes 4 days to the Kaisel, he goes to Miron, he doubts that the water will boil. He wants the water to boil. Nothing happens. Like this, he tried for 3 years. He didn't manage to have water. When he goes to the store, he buys a ready coffee, he has coffee. But himself, he didn't manage to make coffee. Comes a new roommate, puts the plug in, 10 minutes, has a hot cup of tea. I mean, I tell him how you did it. He said, I plugged it for 10 minutes. He said, you know, I'm trying for 3 years. He says, yeah, but you know, you stopped every 5 minutes. He said, okay, forget about the stopping, but put all of my minutes together, it was boiling over a year. So why the water is not hot? The same thing, he sounds so stupid. And we don't see the question. A guy that learns an hour, stops an hour. Learns an hour, ben aslohim takes a break. After second seder takes a break. After night seder, goes away for Friday, goes away for Shabbos. It's not, it's like the guy, he wonders, yeah, okay, so I took a little break. Well, let me say I'm learning. The guy, let me say the water's boiling. Yeah, okay. Machabes. Don't explain to him the water will never boil. Explain to this bacher, the best bacher you are, the biggest malkishin you are, you will never boil. You will never become a talmid chacham. Yoimom v'laylo Bohem nege ki b'chukecha osicha Yoimom v'laylo. This is the only way. This is the way the Torah was given. This is the way the Torah was given. And if a person sees the tzura of Amalu Shal Teich, if a person sees the way he will find himself a way that he will have a Ratzifus, he will become a Talmid Chochem. Famous Maisel in the Chazanish, the two Bachrim were sitting and they were shmuzing the Sigei Tzachnish, Sigei Tzachnish. They themselves write it, they did two Chashim of Shashivas, famous letter from them. And they didn't realize that the Chazanish was sitting down, they were sitting on, like, on the roof. Chazanish was sitting in the bottom, they were shmuzing, like, yeah, you know, we're the best Bachrim, and this Yeshiva, I'm the best Bachrim, And they told each other, we know everything's a joke, yeah? Say that, you know, we can ask the best question. No, I'm saying that, you know, we're fooling everyone. And they didn't realize the Chazanish went up and he put his hands on them. They ran over this mice. And the Chazanish told him, I want to explain to you. When a person learns 1 hour by Ratzifus, he learns another hour. He learns another hour. He said, in the third hour, he starts to feel a gishmak she'en kedut mosek. And the 4th hour of the Chazanish is mosek midvash. And the 5th hour, Chazanish says, you start to feel siyata rishmaya. In the 6th hour, you feel like ruach hakodesh. And what the Chazanish was telling them, they said they felt in him like he's describing the way when he learns how he feels. He says, you never tried 6 hours to learn, so you don't know what is Gishmak. You don't know what is Gishmak. Shiva said in Shabbos, Bel Anavot, Rebel Elokyan, Kach Yidarko Shal Teiro, Pas Bamelach Teicha, Lombay Mamesura Tishte, Belo Rost Tisha, Vimata Oisekin, Ashrecha Bailo Mazeh, Vetev Lecha Bailo Mabo, They bring down to Rebele, Rebele Frek, what about the Oisekem? For sure about the Oisekem. Vim Kein, Ashrecha Boile Mazel. Rebele explained that the Mesikus from Teiro is no way to explain to a different person. There's no way. If you do it and you start to feel the taste, Shema Zalman Oyabach, the happiest person in the world. He was an open-minded person. I was very close to him. He knew everything. And he sat and he learned without a hefsek why he was so happy. is a special mesikus in Torah, and I want to explain. There's one zach of Ritzufis. And maybe let's wait a second. How a bacher comes to Ritzufis? What is the Ritzufis that the bacher has to come? Hashem gave a kind of sweetness to Torah. David HaMelech, I want to explain to you. David HaMelech was not a shakran, was not a nar, he was a king. And if he said, Tevli teraspicho me'alfei zohov v'chesef, he means that he feels that Tevli teraspicho me'alfei zohov v'chesef. He was a king, he knows what is alfei zohov v'chesef, and he knows what is Tevli. And I said, what's the modern godl? People think, what is Tevli teraspicho me'alfei zohov v'chesef? You have a chance to be Bill Gates. Or a Kiveyega. Tevli teraspicho me'alfei zohov v'chesef. That is coming to Zayn David HaMelech. I think every guy that sits in the room here, the two choices, Bill Gates or Kiveyega. In the middle of the night. Rav Kiveyega. You know one person will not say Rav Kiveyega? I don't know such kind of people. I don't want to know such kind of people. Now, we're scared that we will not make it to be Rav Kiveyega. This is the problem. Someone tells you, if you swallow this pill, you become Rav Kiveyega. If you swallow this pill, you become Bill Gates. What pill you take? For sure, if you swallow, you become. That is coming to David HaMelech. You know how God gave David HaMelech? A person has two options. One option, multi-millionaire, and he knows kol ha'tere kulo, bavli, yirushal, misifri, sifro, amichil, teram, pal, shkodo, everything. But an asuya beitrei, he doesn't have pshat in his shit as rashi, an asuya beitrei. Chutz of that, he knows everything, and he's the multi-millionaire. Another option, multi-millionaire, gemora, shetes, shas, bavli, everything, with asuya beitrei. But they tell him, no. If you know everything, with a suya betray, you have to be poor all of your life. So you have two options, they tell him. Oh, multi-millionaire, kol ha'tere kulo, without a suya betray, or kol ha'tere kulo, with a suya betray, but you will be poor. What do you prefer? Multi-millionaire, kol ha'tere kulo, bad birusha, everything, a suya betray, mishtazek lo, rashi's ma'alach, mishtazek lo, or, poor, mamish, oni, aber kol ha'tere kulo mit asuya betray. So David HaMelech, tevli teraspicho me'alfei zohov v'chesef. Prefer to be poor all my life and just to not asuya betray. Now this is before Shem Yerushalm. Sech to pay. And David HaMelech didn't say it because he didn't understand. He said tevli. He didn't say, I want. He could have said, I believe that it's more important. Tevli. Toivli. This is the secret. Chazal say, Leiba Shomaimi. Shonema miyale lono ha-shomaim v'yikocheno. Veloi me'eiver ha-yomi. Ki kore v'lecho ha-dodo. We are asked to learn day and night. We are asked to learn without a hefsek. Ratzifes. But we don't understand. The more ratzifes that we learn, we get the sweetness. A guy doesn't chat, becomes 1 hour for night seder and he leaves. He doesn't chat, shoite. You know, you come to a restaurant, I don't know, when you're kids, maybe you went once to a restaurant. But I remember when I went, it goes like this, you come, first you wait, yeah? They show you papers, you could check other good zaken about, yeah? But you can't eat it. It's the same thing, you come, they show you chishonim, achoyim, gibaldik, rabkinegas, kashas, koivitzim, red, brown, all different marmikemis, mamish, look, gibaldik. Then, you know, they bring you bread with water. Also, it's got you. The guy, after half an hour, you know, stupid restaurant, and he leaves, yeah? He goes to shmuz outside. You know, the meal's coming soon, yeah? The zelba zaken pay. A guy comes for an hour to say that he passed and he checked the menu. Makes chazor. Let's get him. Pass the menu. Stayed a little bit more, he ate the bread. But soon it's coming. This is all bizarre. That sloche and learning is only beratzifas. The water never boils. No one, Chazanish says in a letter, Ve'aloimed kroim. Oisef hevel v'reus ruach. He's collecting air. If you see a bacher, half an hour learns, goes up. Half an hour goes up, he's collecting air. If he's a balkishan and he members, it's nothing. It's nothing, balkishan. So, he's not becoming a Talmud Chacham. A professor for Talmud. If you learn Beretzifis, you start to become a Talmud Chacham. But don't think that if you learn Beretzifis, try to think that I'm going to learn 18 hours every day. Now I'll not be Masiach. It's not hard. And the minute you start, it's so tasty. But again, when you stop, it all tells you, don't be bothered. No, come. After you do it, I tell you, I'm not in that Madregas, but I tried a little bit. There's nothing nicer than this in your life. Nothing. You don't have to be a malach. You don't have to be garnished. You do it, it's the nicest thing in the world. What do you think? The David HaMelech was a nah. That's how you can tell me to speak. You call him with meaning. What all these psukim and tehillim coming to say? All these psukim and tehillim say the chashivas of Teira. All the psukim of the Melech is telling us the truth. The Yitzhar only has a koyach to stop us to start. In Poga Bacha Menuvel Zem Ashcheyu Le Beis HaMedrash Im Even Hu Nimoyach Im Basel Hu Mispoitzet Shalom HaKul Kedvorai Keish Nuh Mashem Kapati Shekho Yitzhar Asalechem Rash Bifu Adon Zaz Agmo. We have to believe the Chazal. Some people are not Moshcheyu Le Beis HaMedrash. Some people, you know, they give him a seat near him. When they see he's a bad guy going around, they speak to him. They let him sit near him. They eat Zahoras in the Beis Medrash by them. Some people have them in a pocket, different places they have them. But when a person is Moshcheyu Le Beis HaMedrash, Im Even Hu Nimoyach, Im Barzel Hu Mispoitzet. This is what Chazal tells us. This is what? If it be so easy, like I'm saying, everyone become a Talmidei Chachamim. So it's a black. But in the beginning it's hard. It's hard and it doesn't look convincing. But when you start, it's the nicest thing in the world. I mean, this Ratzifus that we're speaking about, Hashem gave it with sweetness. The Torah went down on Har Sinai. The mountains was covered with flowers. Flowers were flowers. Flowers you sent for Shabbos to someone, yeah? Why? Hashem tells, Torah is going down to be sweet. Torah is nice. It's kofo alem har kegigis. Im atem mekavlim es haTorah mutovim la'apot yegvuraschem. You have to do it. And everyone starts to do it. And everyone in the days that he does good, he feels good. But it's not even close to the real taste. It's not even close to the real taste. I'll tell you, when I was a bit younger, 2 years ago, I'd say, so someone showed me a video that they video Rabbi Eliashiv in his house without permission. I destroyed it after because I thought it was wrong. They went into Rabbi Eliashiv's house, they hide it in the back of the court. 2 o'clock when night, Rabbi Eliashiv gets up. Yashiv doesn't know that the guy's cambering him. And you see Rabbi Yashiv's, you know, they show you the clock, you know, in a good way. And Rabbi Yashiv goes to his table and he starts to learn. No one in the world is there. He doesn't think no one is in the house. Rabbi Yashiv is sitting and learning and banging his head. Like it's still the morning, till the city. And I saw that I got so much chizik. Then I hold it wrong, I cut it, then I will not have it to hold it to show it to someone else. I asked permission from Adam Gadol, I'm allowed to look at him, Bichlal. I was misspoiled. I want to tell you, Rav Shteyman was in America a year and a half ago. He was in Baltimore. A trip for Chizeklal as well. It was a whole day, it was all different affairs, Dalton. Baltimore is a yeshiva, Dalton. And it was all different speaking, all different places. By night he stayed by Rav Feldman, it was a yeshiva. He finished his day, it was 11 o'clock by night, after maybe seeing tens and tens of thousands of people with kids, everyone, all different places. He's not a young person traveling around. He came to the house, said, "I didn't learn yet today." And with his chavrus, he learned for hours. I heard this week, I heard from someone that knows the Satmar Rebbe, the Alter Satmar Rebbe, came to Eretz Yisrael, speaking 25 years ago was the visit. He made a whole zach, the way from horses out of Yerushalayim. He stayed with a hotel in Sfania, where he stayed there. He came there maybe 1 o'clock by night, after the whole Yerushalayim was. There was a neighbor, I heard some prison neighbor that was living across the street. When they had a window that could have looked into his room, he didn't know that. You know, Mantab, he thought that Satmar Rebbe came to his room, he said goodnight to the Gaboyim. He locked the door, he opened the light, and he learned till the morning. When I heard these stories when I was younger, I was nispoil. These are the Gdolim. This is the real Gdolim. Like we said, the 17 hours of yesterday. These are the stories. When I a little bit taste the Tam of Torah, I'm not nispoil. He doesn't have to fight with himself to learn. You hear Chas V'Shalom, Lahavdil, billions of Avdolas, yeah? Person had a whole day, came to his room, opened a video, opened the screen and looked at a video till the morning. This is all the shaitim, the bad, you know, going to do. Ki hem chayinu, a person that forces himself to this Ratzuchus, Hashem gives a sweetness. It's not hard to learn. It's so good to learn. What is a block? There's a block that you have to break. And this is our job. So what I'm trying to say this time. Avada, we speak now on the Avodah. This we have to get ready for Shavuos. We speak on the Avodah, how to come to Ritzufas, how to work on it. But if a person will understand that it's Kihem Chayeinu, Mesuka Midvash V'Noifes Tzufim, we say it to him, we say it in Shabbat. Mesuka Midvash V'Noifes Tzufim. It doesn't say it's Kidai. It's Mesuka Midvash V'Noifes Tzufim. So who the psukim? If you don't believe it's the psukim, take a few yamikin. But the stam saying stories, so maybe the mom was also not so tasty. So it's a piches midvash. So it's midvash v'nei for tzufim. I taste the teira, nish ke dvash, nish ke nei for tzufim. Okay, I wait till the seder will finish, yeah. I'm on a good kasha, I'll give you, gives me a drive, what does he does? So take a few yamikin. Chas v'shalom. The teira says, this is the koyach of teira. Amola shel Teira, and the Amola shel Teira gives a Ritzifus shel Teira. And that Ritzifus shel Teira in the end is good. Because we have to do it in the right way. And the Yitzhahore is dear, and I'll tell you why he's fighting so strong. For two reasons, not for one, for two. One reason, because he knows that person that doesn't learn the Ritzifus doesn't become Adam Gadol. So why he has to let you to become Adam Gadol and to have a real war with you? He sends you one guy to stop you here, one guy to disturb you here, one guy to disturb you here. I bet you will stop. But not to be done. He knows if you will taste it. If you will taste it, you will never stop to learn. Heviani al beis ayayin. Chazal zogin das is matan teire. Fashikel from teire. This is the tzura of limitation. So a person has to know that he's going into something that is the nicest thing in the world. That it's not hard. That it's this. That when you get a message, you have a wedding someday, you get so upset that you have a wedding that you have to go to. When you have a simcha, you're upset that you have a simcha. I tell you, it's not a hard madrega. This, everyone can come to that madrega. Someone tells you, Simcha. To work on yourself, not to be like that, yeah? Baruch Hashem, Baruch Hashem, you know, I'm saved, I have a Simcha here, I have a bris here. I have a Simcha. You understand? It's so gishmak. It's not that you have to fight with yourself not to want to go back. You hate to go back. You're upset to go back. ואז השם הוא להפסיע את המשפט.